Ever heard of the sayings, you have to feel the burn, or no pain, no gain? I really wonder where these sayings come from. Are they just outdated myths? Welcome to A Journey to Better podcast, where I'll be documenting my journey and providing tips to help you maintain optimal health and live your best life. I'm passionate about helping you crush your goals. I've been on this journey for a while and I've tried it all. Fat loss has always been difficult for me. The weight just seems to stick, and it's been quite a journey over the years. I've tried different diets. Honestly, I've been there. I've tried exercise. I was committed to exercising. I even had a personal trainer for more than 1 year. But when I stopped, the weight gradually picked up again. Just like everyone, I really have to find the time to put in the exercise. But I've always been one to find the time, whether it's early morning, a walk during a break at work, or after work. I've learned to find the time. But I always ask myself, why has it been so difficult for me? Why do others find it so easy? Thank you for listening in as we journey together to better. Appreciate you. Super excited about this episode, crushing outdated myths about exercising for weight loss. Weight loss is one of the top reasons why most of us start an exercise routine. Unfortunately, misconceptions about how to work out for weight loss are rampant. Weight loss strategies seem to be the most confusing aspect of health and wellness. It's not surprising, given the amount of misinformation circulating on the internet or on social media. In today's episode, we'll dive into what people tend to get wrong about exercising for weight loss, plus what it really takes to see results. Let's crush some of those outdated myths out there. Myth number one, exercise alone will help you lose weight. Exercise has so many health benefits, so it's worth pursuing whether or not it's for weight loss. Often people think they can lose weight by starting a new workout routine without incorporating any other changes. Unfortunately, for the vast majority of people, this isn't the case. We must be in a caloric deficit for us to lose weight, and no amount of exercise can change those laws of thermodynamics. In other words, we must take in less energy, which is food, than we expend. Exercise can help shift that balance, but it's not the most effective way. Think of it in this way. Exercising 1 hour a day, 7 days a week, accounts for less than 5% of the total time in a given week. What we do in that other 95% of the time is just as important too. Luckily, there are plenty of other strategies to try. Increasing non-exercise activities throughout the day can be very influential, especially in the beginning of one's weight loss journey. Here are some examples of these: walking around, fidgeting, standing instead of sitting, generally moving more throughout the day. Of course, nutrition plays a major role too. So don't forget, myth number one, exercise alone will help you lose weight. This definitely is not the case. Let's explore myth number two. The more you sweat, the more fit you been. Have you heard of this myth? The more you sweat, the more fat you burn. Sometimes people worry that if they are not drenched after a workout, they have wasted their time. Here's the good news. Sweating is merely the body's way to control body temperature, not an indicator of how many calories or how much fat you've burned. If your gym keeps the air conditioning so high, you are still burning just as many calories as you would in a warm gym. So never mind how much you are drenched at the end of the day. What's more important is slower paced workouts that don't necessarily leave you dripping in sweat, like walking up a hill on a treadmill or lifting weights, are still key for burning calories, keeping your metabolism high, as well as helping your body hang onto lean muscle mass. So don't fall for that myth which says the more you sweat, the more fat you burn. Myth number three, the more sore you are, the better. Have you ever heard that? If your body is not aching, then you haven't done much. Well, let's crush that myth. Myth number three, the more sore you are, the better. Some people are quick to conclude that if they are not feeling sore after a workout, they haven't made any improvements and simply wasted their time. In other words, people subscribe to the idea of no pain, no gain. This might stem from the misconception that muscle soreness means you've burned fat. In reality, whether or not you feel sore after a workout has to do with how your muscles adapt to being challenged in a Anytime you try a new exercise or increase the weight or resistance you use with an exercise, you're likely to feel sore afterwards. But as your body adapts to your new routine, you'll find yourself getting sore less often. This is a sign that your muscles can handle more work, but it doesn't mean you're not getting the benefits of the workouts you are doing. We know the best way to get stronger is to increase the difficulty of your workouts over time, a principle called progressive overload. But that does not necessarily mean you'll be sore every time you make your workout harder, or that you should use soreness as a gauge for how effective your workouts are. Plus, being sore all the time, honestly, can make working out less appealing, which could throw you off your planned workout schedule. The bottom line is focus on increasing the workload and not the pain, and you'll achieve your weight loss goals. Let's keep exploring. Myth number four, you should make up for indulgent meals with workouts. Have you heard that? I think I ate a little too much, so I need to work out a little bit more this week. Well, it totally is a myth. So myth number four, you should make up for indulgent meals with workouts. If you've ever been tempted to work off a big meal, you're not alone. Unfortunately, this strategy is both unhelpful and ineffective. A typical intense one-hour workout burns between 300 to 500 calories. We all know it's very easy to consume well over 500 calories in an indulgence, but even more important, it's exhausting to constantly try to offset our splurges with grueling exercise. Instead, it's better to enjoy your indulgences, then move on. A strategy that will help you maintain a healthy relationship with exercise. So enjoy that little splurge once in a while. Don't be too hard on yourself. Myth number five, the more you exercise, the more you lose. Have you heard that one? Surprisingly, more exercise is not always better when the goal is weight loss. Your body needs to rest and recover. So if you are constantly breaking down your muscles, you are never giving them time to repair. As your muscles repair, they get stronger, which means more muscle mass and therefore more calories burned daily. What's more, Too much exercise can lead to overtraining, which can make weight loss harder. Our body produces a hormone called cortisol when it feels stressed. You probably know it better as your fight or flight response. For the most part, it's a good thing. If you're outrunning zombies or a bear is attacking you, your body responds so that you react quickly. But too much exercise can lead to excess cortisol production, which in turn causes you to eat more, sleep less, and sinking your weight loss efforts. Bottom line, make sure you incorporate 1 to 2 rest days each week to give your body a chance to recover. Myth number 6. Cardio is the best way to lose weight. I know we've all heard this. Anyhow, let's crush that myth. A lot of people think that because they burn more calories during a 45-minute cardio session than in a 45-minute lifting session, they should just continue to do cardio because that will give them a maximum calorie burn. What they are not factoring in, though, is EPOC, excess post-exercise oxygen consumption, which is the concept of continuing to burn calories after the exercise is done. Not only does lifting weights build muscle and help you retain it as you lose fat, but it helps you continue to burn calories long after your workouts are over. I'm not saying throw cardio out the window, but don't forget to get those lifting sessions in. You need to balance it out. A little cardio here, a little lifting there, then you get maximum benefit off all exercise. Myth number 7, you can target the area where you burn fat. I know we have all heard of this one. If you've ever done crunches to lose belly fat, you've fallen prey to this myth. The truth is, you can't sport reduce fat in any area of your body. The more active muscle tissue we have in our entire body at one time, the more we burn fat. That's why it's very important to train your whole body and not one specific muscle group where you want to target weight loss. For example, if we do 100 crunches a day, you'll see improvements in definition, but not in comparison to a person who designs a fitness program that combines fat burning exercise along with a shorter or more effective session for targeting the abdominal muscles. Bottom line, be an all-rounder. It actually works more to our benefit. Anyhow, I hope you enjoyed our episode for today, crushing outdated myths about exercise for weight loss. Let's do a quick recap. Myth number 1, exercise alone will help you lose weight. Myth number 2, the more you sweat, the more fat you burn. Myth number 3, the more sore you are, the better. Myth number 4, you should make up for indulgent meals with workouts. Myth number 5, the more you exercise, the more you lose. Myth number 6, cardio is the best way to lose weight. Myth number 7, you can target the areas where you've been fit. Don't fall for any of these outdated myths. Be an all-rounder. Make sure you enjoy the process as you go through it. Till next time, happy listening. That's it for today. If you liked our episode, please do smash that subscribe button, give us 5 stars, and leave an honest review. That is what gets the word out there. Till next time, happy listening.